Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is up? Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Want to let you all know, if you're in the Vachery area tomorrow, meet up with Saints.
Hey, I know how to get there. You want me to explain to you, Steve, how to get to Vachery?
I've never been.
What?
I know. So I'm going to have to go.
You're not going to get lost going to Vachery, Steve.
I got to meet up with Saints legend Deuce McAllister and Mike Hoss tomorrow. First American Bank and Trust, their headquarters. They'll be there for a special edition of Fans in the Pro, live from the Veterans and Military Family Month celebration. Come out, honor our nation's heroes with Deuce and Hoss in beautiful Vachery, Louisiana at First American Bank and Trust. That's 2785 Louisiana 20, tomorrow 4 to 6 on WWL.
Downtown Vachery, brother.
Downtown
Vachery. And so they've been there a few times. Go see Deuce and Hoss, and Miss Rosie's going to be there. Miss Rosie DeLone. Maybe even DePaul might show up.
Well, guys, we're going to find out who showed up in our picks, although we pretty much made all the same ones this past week in our pick six
except
segment.
For one.
Charlie, how did things shake out for us, man? How are we doing right now?
Rough. Rough, not great. So like you had mentioned, guys, we all had the same picks, the three of us. The only pick we had different for the entire weekend was Bobby taking the Saints plus 14.5. So ultimately, the three of us ended with the 2-4 record, and Bobby ended up 1-5 this past weekend. So, I mean, guys, we knew it was going to be either really good or really bad. Unfortunately, it didn't go our direction. Tulane really got things off to a rough start with their performance at UT San Antonio. They were 5.5-point favorites, and they lost by like 20+. Vanderbilt, with the maybe the backdoor cover of our... Well, no, I guess that would go to the Eagles-Rams game, but one of the best backdoor covers of the year for us. We all picked Vandy plus 3.5. They ended up only losing by 3 in a crazy comeback attempt in Austin against Texas. Tennessee let us all down. That was a terrible game. What really surprised me the most, guys, was maybe the Colts game. The Colts at the Steelers. I know the Colts were minus 5, I think, in the turnover differential, and they still only lost by 6 points. Guys, it's almost impossible to predict turnovers and when they'll happen, so I think we just got unlucky there. We got the Rams right, and then we all got the Chiefs wrong, kind of continuing that trend of Buffalo beating Kansas City in the regular season, but we'll see what happens once we get to playoff time again, guys.
Yeah, it was El Stinko, as usual.
Not great.
It's just one of those deals. And I've told this to Bob. You continually picking these Saints. You'd have then lapped the field if you'd have picked the other side. Par for the course. Let's see if he does it again this week.
I will kind of spoil that for you guys and say yes. But we're going to start off with college football week 11, guys. We're going back to the well with Tulane. There's a couple good games in college football this weekend, but we will start with an AAC showdown, American Athletic Conference, Tulane at number 22, Memphis. This game's going to be on Friday, so once again, as always, we go chronological order. Friday night game at Memphis. Memphis 3.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got Memphis minus 3.5, and the news that kind of popped up about Ryan Silverfield, the head coach of Memphis, taking the job at Arkansas, maybe second-guess this a little bit. But guys, I'll take Memphis here as well. Granted, I am like Ofer when picking Tulane this year, so this is a good thing for Greenway fans. I'm backing the Tigers in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Memphis as well. The Green Wave have not looked good the past two games and really disappointing this past matchup. Although I should have listened to all those stats about, you know, UTSA and the Alamo
Dome.
Playing
at home.
Right.
And the Alamo Dome, right. But, yeah, I'm going to take Memphis and lay the points in this one. Sorry, John Sumrall.
Yeah, you know, Coach Ryan, I get it. And that's all. He's always going to be in the swirl of the tornado because you winning, you're going to have your name linked to all kind of jobs. If it's Arkansas, you name it. And if all that's true, who knows? But my thing about it is you look at them and how they play, they're going to give Tulane a lot of problems on defense.
Yep.
And so that's why I'm going to go with Memphis here.
You just look at their numbers, guys. I mean, Memphis's offense is basically a perfect 50-50 split as far as throwing and running the football. And just how Tulane's defense was getting gashed by UTSA, and especially through the air as well. Like, we kind of anticipated that with that Robert Henry kid that they got over at UTSA, that maybe the run defense would get gashed. But it was really their pass defense that looked rough in that matchup against the Roadrunners. So I'm right there with y'all. This is a clean sweep for Memphis. So go Green Wave and keep us on the losing ways here, guys. Up next, we got a top 10 battle between the two best teams in the Big 12, number 8 BYU on the road at number 9 Texas Tech. Texas Tech 10.5 point favorites at home, guys. The Red Raiders have been good to me. I remember we picked that game against them in Utah. So I'll go back to the well here. Texas Tech, they got a great defensive line, good quarterback play. I know BYU has been one of those upstart teams. Everyone was anticipating them to lose a couple weekends back at Iowa State. They end up winning that game by 2 touchdowns. They just keep on rolling. But I'm going to kind of call my shot here and say that it ends at Texas Tech in Lubbock, and the Red Raiders get a statement victory.
Guys, I like BYU in this matchup. I feel like it's a huge disrespect at 10.5 points in this matchup for them. I'll take the points. I don't expect Texas Tech to lose at home, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than 10.5, so give me the points in this matchup.
I'm with you, Steve. I think Texas Tech wins this game, but I'm going to take that, you know, what you got?
10.5?
10.5? No, I thought that was more of a 9.5, but okay, I'll go with that 10.5. I'll take that, and I do think Texas Tech wins this game. But, man, that's a lot of points. I understand playing at home. And, man, BYU's got an unusual guy playing quarterback for them.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
a real unusual cat. But, man.
I was just surprised that big of a number for an undefeated BYU team.
Only because, you know what, Texas Tech has looked so impressive
right.
on offense that a lot of people say, man, they the real McCoy. And think about 11 transfer portal guys on defense. All 11 starters did not start at Texas Tech. Huh. They started somewhere else. Man, I'm so impressed with what Coach Joey's done there. But I got to take all those points.
So you're asking about a 9.5 point spread. That's what we got coming up here, Mike. LSU at number 4, Alabama. This line has moved a little bit, guys. It started at over 10 points. I think it was upwards of even 11.5 last I had checked. Now it's all the way down to 9.5. So a lot of money coming in on LSU in this game. The Tigers under, obviously, interim head coach Frank Wilson. He's been talking a lot this week about playing your best football when it matters most in a real tough environment out in Tuscaloosa at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Bobby's got Alabama covering the 9.5. You know, listening to Drew Darmon and y'all's recent interview with him just now, I kind of agree with his score prediction. I think this is a 10-plus point game for Alabama covering the 9.5 point spread at home.
Yeah, if that had been 11, but man, I'm going to take Bama here in that 9.5, and I'll spot it.
Guys, go Tigers. I'm going to roll with LSU getting that 9.5. I've always figured that you know, Tigers versus Tide are close games, and hoping to get a little bit of inspiration from what happened this past week and a half with LSU. They were on the bye, and now direct some of that energy towards Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Give me that 9.5. I'll be the only one rolling with the Tigers this week.
Man, my deal is they wasn't close last year. They were still running. If we were playing flag football, they wouldn't have grabbed the flag off of them. No, I just think Alabama, just because you have a coaching change, and I think LSU will play hard
sure.
against Alabama, but can you run the ball?
I don't know.
and man, you going up against Ty and two receivers, like, you haven't played. Those two guys are the best duo of receivers LSU will play all season long. I agree with Drew. I think it's going to be like that 10-11 point spread between right. the two of them. That's why I'll go with Alabama.
Charlie, where was Bobby going with BYU Tech?
He went with Tech, so it's a split there. Bobby and I both have Texas Tech. Mike and Steve have BYU plus 10.5. So a split there, a sweep for Memphis, and then 3-1 with Alabama LSU. So we have a little bit of everything in the college slate this weekend.
All right, that was a look at our college picks for pick six. When we get back, we'll get into NFL action. Stay tuned, folks, right after this on WWL Weekend Kickoff at Treasure Chest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Weekend kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're in our pick six segment. We just did our selections for the college slate. Now going to get into NFL action. Only winners, Charlie. What we got this weekend?
So, guys, we're going to start off with an NFC South game. Before we get to the actual NFC South matchup, the Buccaneers are off a bye week, and they're hosting the New England Patriots. Buccaneers are 2.5-point favorites at home. Guys, there's been that trend that's popped up of all these teams coming off a bye against teams that aren't off a bye winning games. So this really scares me to take the Patriots, but I'm going to do so because I have full faith in Drake May. They're undefeated on the road this year. And like the Buccaneers, there's a couple players I'm not sure are going to be playing this weekend. Bobby's also got the Patriots in this game. And now you guys can take the Buccaneers and I'll lose and you can gain a game on me.
I am going with the Buccaneers, Charlie. I just like Tampa at home. They're the team that seems to find a way to get things done at the end. And in Baker Mayfield, I trust. No matter who's been healthy around him, he still managed to get the job done. So I'll take the Bucs, given the 2.5 here.
I'll go Bucs too. Eventually, that train for the Patriots. And, man, listen, I'm a big believer in Drake May, but I think it may stop every once in a while.
Yes,
and this,
indeed.
I think this is maybe the game. You're playing on the road, so I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
This is a real big litmus test for this Patriots team, guys. They've been beaten up on lesser competition, and for the first time in a while, it feels like they're playing a legitimate team in the Buccaneers. You know, I hate taking them, but I'm just putting my faith into Drake May. Come through for me, bud. Up next, guys, we got the NFC South battle between the Saints at the Panthers. Panthers 5.5-point favorites at home. So Bobby, of course, is taking the Saints. That stat that Schlereth gave Mike when we were interviewing him on Tuesday about how like 9 of the 11 wins that Bryce Young has gotten in his career have come within the final drive of the game. That makes me think that the Saints could probably cover a 5.5-point spread, but something tells me this is like a 6 or 7-point game. I really hate the number. I think Vegas is on the money with this one. I'll take the Panthers to slightly cover.
Panthers.
Yeah, sadly, guys, I'm piling on here. I'm rolling with you guys. Keep pounding on the Panthers. I just don't trust anything about this Saints offense right now.
Okay, tell me one thing they do good on offense.
Nothing. And the biggest thing is, Mike, they can't run the ball at all, and they're not trying to run the ball at all.
And what they can't do on defense, stop the run.
And the opening drives, the opening first quarter has still been horrid for this team.
Okay, and if you were playing, okay, the game plan against the Saints is not going to be that complicated. Rico Dotto, hey, Rico.
Heavy dose of Rico, right.
And then we'll give you a rest, and we'll let Chuba Hubbard carry it for a little while. And then every once in a while, we'll let Bryce throw the ball to the big guy. We'll let him throw it to McMillan.
Good luck covering Tet, right.
You don't have a 6'5" cornerback out there. The ball ain't got to be perfect when you're that tall. You know, just throw it up. Tess is going to go get it. No, I just think it's a bad spot here for the Saints, and they aren't doing one thing on offense that really excites you at all. And
I do agree with Charlie, though, the fact that the 5.5 is an ugly number for this game. Although Vegas has probably got it right dead on. Like you said, it's in that 6-7 range. I don't like
this
matchup
here.
I
thought this would be higher.
Yeah, huh?
I really thought it would be more of a 6.5-point game, to be honest with you.
So we're all going Panthers. Bobby's the only one with the Saints.
Bobby's going with the Saints. And I think, you know, there is an argument to be made that this could be a not even necessarily a backdoor cover type of game, but just a closer game than maybe Vegas is anticipating. But 5.5, like I said, guys, it's just it's a nasty number. I think this could be like a 6 or 7 point game by the time it's all said and done. Wrapping up, we got a really, really fun NFC matchup on Monday Night Football. The Philadelphia Eagles travel to face the Green Bay Packers. Packers 2.5-point favorites, guys. You know, I go right back to what I had just mentioned about teams coming off a bye versus teams that are not coming off a bye, and I'm betting against it twice because, you know, I'm not doing very well at this, and I'm trying to get back into the business. Bobby's got the Packers -2.5. I got the Packers -2.5. The Eagles are coming off a bye, but we're both kind of believing in the bounce-back spot for Green Bay here.
It's tough to go against the Packers and thinking they're going to lose back-to-back weeks at home.
Right.
But, man, oh, man, Philadelphia, I see A.J. Brown's at practice. Saquon Barkley's practicing. Give me the Eagles getting the 2.5 on the road coming off the bye week.
You know what the Panthers showed? The Packers can't stop their run. What do the Eagles do best? Run the football, right?
Run, Saquon, run.
Run, run, run. I'm going with the Eagles.
I just hope that OC just goes away from it, in all honesty. He's been the one that's holding him back all year, that and the groin issue with Saquon. But I don't know, guys. It just feels like the Packers, they play down and up to their competition. So, you know, there are two losses on the season against the Carolina Panthers, the Cleveland Browns, which is just unexplainable. And then, you know, they've looked pretty solid outside of that. They've had some defensive struggles at times as well, which scares me a little bit. But, you know, I feel decent about the Packers at home in this game. I know it's going to be a fun Monday Night Football matchup.
Yeah, go Pack, go. They've been struggling. You know, you think they'd be able to put up more points against this Panthers team this past weekend. I was shocked to see Jordan Love basically stymied by the Panthers.
Run the ball more. I mean, you have Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, that made no sense.
OCs outsmart themselves. You guys know that.
The other thing, too, is, man, with the Eagles, you wonder a little bit about, you know, that mindset here. You know, is everything going to be straightened out in that two-week set offensively?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. But, you know, the Packers, they're the ultimate play with their food team. Ultimate.
Like I said, it is scary to think about them, though, being back at home again this week. Could they really have another unsavory stinker in Lambeau Field?
They could. And that's the type team that could do it for
them. Right, exactly.
Because, man, last week sort of sent the shock waves. They weren't playing the run well at all. And they were sort of targeting out a little bit, you know, where Michael was. Okay, we know you want to rush the quarterback. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run it.
Well, that's our pick six segment. Charlie, give us a wrap real quick on everything.
So recapping, we already recapped the college picks. I'll recap the NFL picks real quick. We got a split with the Patriots-Bucks games. Bobby and I are both going with the Pats. Mike and Steve are going with the Buccaneers, -2.5. The three of us are taking the Panthers, -5.5. Bobby's going with the Saints, +5.5. And then we got another split where Bobby and I are taking the Packers, -2.5. And Mike and Steve taking the Eagles, +2.5 on Monday Night Football, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.